Coming to you from the kitchen slash podcast studio on the south coast of England in Brighton, this is the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge Podcast, your go-to hub for no-nonsense content and absolutely no false promises of passive incomes or getting rich quick. So settle in and join your host, Des Hamilton, to find out exactly how to say goodbye to being poor and hello to being rich. Sponsored by Cellaramp, sourcing analysis simplified.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge Podcast with me, your man, Des Hamilton. Look, we go through this rigmarole every week, don't we? I'm the guy in the chair. I'm the guy that started with 200 quid. Look, you know it by now. I know you do, but it's a patter that I found myself getting into. I'll tell you what a hell of a week. What a hell of a week. The sun is finally shining. You know what? I've had a holiday. I've been down in Cornwall where we sat on the beach with coats on and windbreaks. Up to the max, 8 foot higher wind breaks, waiting for a catch in the weather. And now the sun is finally out. I'm working. Yeah. And I'm indoors. Yeah. And I've got a load of stuff to do. Just typical. Just typical. If you're not British and moaning about the weather, are you really British? Right. Enough of that. Listen, it has been a hell of a week. Amazon wise, we have made massive progress, both Claire and I individually. Claire is focusing on bundles. I am focusing on private label. We are really excited about what we are building. We're working towards a significant quarter four strategy. The whole point is that we want to make 10 grand a month on Amazon alone in quarter four this year. That is one of our goals. And it means putting the work in now because we've what, got 3-4 months to go until that crazy period starts. So we're launching more and more bundles, more and more products, as well as doing everything else in the meantime. We're also working an awful lot on our socials as well. As you know, if you were listening last week, and if you weren't, have a word with yourself. Claire and I, we're going to start launching another channel, a family channel, so you get to see us. So at the moment, what we're doing, of course, I'll tell you what, look, while we're on the video, this is my e-commerce training folder. Reading through that, making sure our branding is where it should be, where our strategy is where it should be, who our audience is, where the delineation is from the business Goodbye Poor Hello Rich channel to the family Hamilton channel, where it might blur, where things are entirely separate. What are the objectives for each channel? You see where I'm going with this? I practice what I preach. We are researching beyond belief, and we're doing it all in collaboration with the people that matter. I don't talk about my team enough. I don't talk about my editor, Chase the Ace Media, Jazz, and my social media manager, Sophie, at Open Socials. I'm so lucky and grateful to have a really good team behind me, working with us, aligned in the goals that we're working with. That stuff doesn't come easy. That has been a test and learn phase on my part to find out what sort of characters I like to work with, which sort of people motivate me, and which sort of people align with me. I found them now, and we are kicking on. Right, let's get to the episode, shall we? This is Jack Perkins. You might know him as Jack the Entrepreneur. Thousands of people follow him on social media, on TikTok and Instagram. Jack the Entrepreneur, Jack Perkins as I know him. Believe it or not, I first met Jack about 3 months into my journey. Things were going well. The social media channels were going well. And because I was researching so much about Amazon sellers, my algorithm kicked in. And I saw a post from Jack offering free mentoring if we just gave him a follow and did all of that sort of stuff. So I reached out to him. I introduced myself. I said I was interested and I got one of the spots. This is really key. So I took Jack's training. And it was on doing Jack's training, I realized just what was achievable with Amazon. Here was a guy that had done it, that was making good money, that could talk the talk as well as walk the walk. And you could see it. It was transparent. It was clear that this guy was the real deal. On top of that, he's a lovely guy. He really is. So he reached out and said, yes, this is what we'll do. And he was true to his word. He put six of us through a detailed wholesale training program. On top of wholesale, there was an awful lot on brand exclusivity deals. But of course, my channel was growing in the background at the same time over these 6 weeks. And the course took place middle of December to the end of January, because we went over Christmas. And it was in January when I did a post that got nearly 1 million views, and everything just kicked off from there. So with that, as we often talk about, with a community behind you, all of a sudden you've got a bit more to bring to the table when it comes to negotiating and leveraging relationships. And Jack, being an entrepreneur, he's Jack the entrepreneur, right? He got it. So when I went to him and said, look, if I do that, you do this. If I do this, you do that. And that's kind of how relationships are working in this business space. So not only did we really keep in touch during that 6 week period, because he allows for one-to-one time as well as the group mentoring, but because of what I was bringing to the table, I knew I could also have a bit more time than maybe the next person with him. So he was teaching me all of these things, but at the same point, I was learning from him in a business sense, and I got to know him well. Really, really good guy. Then everything kicked off for me in terms of the business and this podcast and the social media general community. And Jack and I were often keep in touch with each other just to see how the other one was doing. Oh, maybe you can come on and do this. Maybe I can come on and do that. And it never really worked out through no other reason. Sometimes it just happens, doesn't it? But then we got him. We got him on. And I'm really glad we did, because it's a great interview. It's a really lovely chat, and it's just nice catching up with him. I mean, this is a guy that we often do voice notes to each other that I've not actually had a proper chat with for a long time. We've still not met face to face. Everything's been through Zoom, WhatsApp, voice notes, you know, the usual stuff. But we get to see and hear Jack's journey. If you do follow him on anything, you'll know that Jack is the sort of guy who is a grafter. Did the McDonald's thing like everyone else does. Then he decided he was going to be an engineer on jets for the military. I'll tell you what, I won't go through the rest. I'll let him do it. Either way, he is now a specialist in advanced methods of Amazon, wholesale, brand exclusivity, unique bundles. I'll let Jack tell it. Let's get into the chat. I'll see you on the other end, and we'll see what else we've got to talk about. Roll them. Jack, welcome to the show. Mate, it has been about a year and a half since we have known each other, and I can't believe it's taken this long to get you on here. Really good to have you here.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, it's that's a lot longer than I thought it was, to be fair.
Yeah, it might have been. I might have just made that up. I might have thrown a couple of months. Yeah. Tell us your story, Jack. I know it, and we've spoken about it a lot. And if anyone follows you on the socials, which we'll get to in a bit, they'll see the odd image of you wearing camo on some sort of aeroplane somewhere. Yeah. So talk us through your story and how it was you got into this game.
Yeah, mate, sure. So, I mean, briefly, I was at Mackie's when I was like 16 for a year and a half, as I think a lot of people at 16 tend to have that kind of job, don't they? And then I always knew I wanted to join the RAF since I was 15. My dad took me to an apprenticeship evening. I was going to be an electrician or something like that. And then I saw the RAF and I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. Dad said, go on, just for me, just have a look. Spoke to the guy at the stall, and that was me. Hooked. And he's like, do you want to have a look at the other stuff? I was like, no, I'm going to do that. Aircraft mechanic, that's what I'm going to do. Which in hindsight is quite funny, because it shows like the idea of manifestation and being certain, right? I was like, no, that is what I'm going to do, when I was 15. And then a couple of years later, as time's ticking, I've got to wait and do certain things. It happened. So that's quite interesting. Yeah, so then I joined as an aircraft mechanic into the RAF at 17. I worked on Tornado jets, Puma helicopters, did that for about 6.5 years. I enjoyed it. Funny enough, around about halfway through, I started seeing the odd videos on certain stuff, and I actually saw dropshipping at one point, and I picked up the computer for 10 minutes instead of watching Netflix. I wasn't in a dire space where I needed more, I don't think, but I was like, right, I'm interested a little bit. And I just got confused. I got annoyed. I put the laptop down. So that was that journey there. And I looked at Bitcoin a little bit. And, you know, I think a lot of people, they start to hear all this stuff, but then they get so confused and overwhelmed, you just put it to the side. So that's what happened there. And then I left because of a girl. Then I worked in a factory for 3 months, which was hell. And if anybody lives in a factory right now, find someone else that is, you know. And then I went to work for the Americans for 2 years, working on Chinook helicopters for the US Army as a contractor. And then I, about a year and a half, 2 years, did that. And I traveled all around the world with them. Yeah, I got paid quite well. It was like between 3 to 10 grand a month, depending where I was and what I was doing. And in terms of a job, obviously, it's not bad for a 24-year-old. Yeah, so that was pretty crazy. And then I kind of got back. It was during COVID times a little bit, even though I was actually traveling the most I ever did during COVID times because of the job. Yeah. I found a video on Amazon, 1.5 hour long video on YouTube, and I watched it. It was PL, and I latched onto all the information on that video, and I looked at a few others here and there. I didn't get mentorship. I didn't do any courses, nothing like that. And I lost like $5,000 selling yoga mats and exercise bands. I opened up the Amazon account. I sent stock from China, got samples, created pages, learned a lot of the lingo and how to do certain stuff and all that, really, which in turn actually, those failures gave me one of the biggest bonuses about a year later when I got my first brand partnership deal, because I knew how to position myself and I knew the stuff that they were facing. And I was like, oh, I can do that for you. So, you know, it actually ended up being really, really good for me. I'm sure you'll agree, but whenever you have a bit of a setback and you lose money, time or whatever, that's when it gears you up in a certain way and either pushes you back against the wall or you learn a new idea or whatever that is. And that's when you go up again, right? As long as you carry on.
Yeah, absolutely. But it takes a certain person with a certain mindset to be able to see that. It took me years and years to understand. And it took me a couple of books that flicked the switch in my head to say that. Yeah, if something goes wrong, no matter what, no matter how low you feel at that time, you have to actively seek out that silver lining.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels like you're waffling. If you tell yourself, well, yeah, I might have lost $5,000, but maybe that will come in help one day.
Yeah.
There's another part of your brain going, shut up, dickhead. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, silver linings. Yeah, mate, you're right. You've got to find them. If you don't find them, you'll be absolutely done in. You know, I think we spoke about this earlier, but there's something else I'll tell you, actually, which is quite hard for me to say, but I'll say it. So the last 4 or 5 months for me has probably been the hardest it's been in a while. For both business and personal. Bear in mind, like, I think last year I was doing about 150K a month, brand partnerships, bundles, everything's looking really, really good. End of the year, I started seeing a girl and then that was done. And even though it's a small thing, that can affect you, right? And I'm just saying these things so that anybody who's watching would be like, you know what? Just because when you see people doing good numbers or this or that, doesn't mean that they don't have life hitting them at the same time, just like it's hitting them. Just the, you can say, inspiration kind of thing of being like, oh, hang on, he's just cracking on. I need to crack on. So I had that, which was a small thing. There's a few private labels that have gone sour, but then equally there's been some that have gone well. So you're not going to, you know, hit on every listing or you create a product you create, right? And then I was subject to fraud about 6-7 weeks ago, which lost me about $35,000. And I might not get that back. So that's gone now anyway. Hopefully I'll get it back. Your watcher who took it from me, please give it back. The thing I did say earlier, mate, which is quite hard, it's actually tomorrow. My dad passed away like 10 days ago.
Oh, so, Jeff, I'm sorry.
That's all right. But when all this happens, like, it can really come at you. Yeah. You've just got to crack on. You've got two options, really, haven't you? Go down in a pit of misery or crack on.
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. But it is difficult, and you need to give yourself time to process it. My God. But those, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said people will see the money you're making, people will see the lifestyle you live in, and they go, oh, that guy's got it all. And it's just not true.
No, exactly.
And it's just not true. But it's taken me, again, being in this space, talking to people like you, talking to people that I'm speaking to understand the human elements are universal, no matter how much money you've got. I was brought up to say rich people are this, and this. And it's just not true, mate. We all go through the same things regardless.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so sorry to about your dad.
But obviously, it's just essentially what we're talking about as well with Amazon, right? It's not like I don't really care to get the customer, the product the next day. I don't thrive off that, really. You know, what I do thrive off is looking at the stats and thinking, hang on a minute, it's not passive, but it's highly leveraged. Okay, that's the best way to look at it. And my time now my value isn't directly associated with time. You know, I'm not worth X per hour. Well, I am, but like, it's a lot more than it used to be. So there's that aspect of it. So when we're looking at all these things of, you know, life, when we're looking at fitness, health, family, friends, community, finances, which holds up a lot of this, health is obviously number one, and then finances is definitely up there with it, right? Because you know, we need it for everything, regardless of whether you want to live a relatively chill life and just go on walks. And if you're happy with that, cool, but you still need it. A lot of people say money's not everything, but then as soon as you say, what would you do if you won 2 million on the lottery now? Oh, well, I would go here because I've always wanted to go there. I'd buy this house down there because I'd love it down there. Okay, what's your plan to make that happen if you don't win the lottery? Oh, well, no, you know.
Yeah.
It won't happen. So everyone's got a plan on what to do when they're rich, but nobody's got a plan on how to get rich.
Yeah. No, I love it. You're dead right. You're dead right. I interviewed Chris Hill a few weeks ago now, probably a few months ago now. And there's something that he said that stuck with me. I've not put it on the wall yet, but I probably will soon. The three elements that he strives by are health, wealth, and happiness.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have one of them in that triangle, the other two will fall over. And they're right. It's a full thing. The money isn't everything, but it's an awful lot. And it gives you a life that you can't dream of living when you haven't got any.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, when your health deteriorates in whatever way or somebody else's, and it comes in handy. You know, in fact, this is a small thing, but it makes me realize how I'm in such a fantastic position right now, as well as my family as well, to a degree, is when my dad wasn't very well and he was in hospital and stuff. God, parking charges are quite a lot, to be honest. And they're traveling there every day. Like for me, I'm not really that fussed. I could pay it. And my sisters were like, okay, we'll pay it as well. But for those people who don't have money to do that, or even the flexibility, both my sisters have got fantastic bosses, fortunately, and they could be very flexible. I'm my own boss. It's flowing. All I have to do is a little bit of work to maintain my business. My maintenance side is actually only an hour or two a day, if that, you know.
Right.
And the rest of my time is growth. So when Dad did fall ill, I could just pull out to the side, do 1 or 2 hours a day to keep things ticking over, put a pause on the growth, and see him. You know, so if I didn't have that, let's say I was still an aircraft mechanic working 7:30 till 6, I would, as a contractor especially, I would have to not work to go see him for God knows how long during that period, make any money. Oh, guess what? I've got bills. Luckily, I don't have kids or anything yet. But if you've got that system in place where you need to provide that financial, you know, support to your family and stuff, it's not a great place, is it?
No, it's not. Exactly right. So when you lost that first $5,000 on private label, how did you know, you know what, despite losing all of that, despite going down that road, Amazon's still the one for me? How did you make that leap from taking that big loss, but still so optimistic, especially with you earning the money that you had been earning in the States?
Yeah, I think a big key to this, is I can't remember, is it Jay Cutler? He's one of the guys who kicks around with Andrew Tate or something like that. He's a big guy, ginger, and he's in property and development and stuff. He said it quite well when too many people, when they get into business, start a business, take the punches, move business model, take the punches, move business model, take punches. And you've got to take the punches at the beginning because that's the experience kicking in, like to get there, right? To get that experience. So if you're just at the bottom and digging in on each individual business model, you're not going to go anywhere because you're not pushing past that point where you can actually start to use what you've learned from the mistakes you've made. So I knew that there were a load of people selling on Amazon making money. I didn't know when I first started that it was even third-party sellers such as ourselves selling. I thought it was just Amazon. And then when I go into it, I was like, oh, okay, right, it makes sense.
I say the same thing on my own course. I say the same thing.
Yeah, it's quite embarrassing, really. but then when you get to it, you're like, oh, right, okay, everyone's talking about it. Loads of people are making the money. People are saying that small shops and retailers and stuff in towns are going. Well, essentially, just imagine that they've all uprooted and they've gone, and that is now 10x, and it's now online on Amazon. So you could just see yourself as a small retail shop in the town, but instead, it's got the name Amazon on it. Instead, you don't have your overheads as much, and you can do it from your house, which is, I think, ridiculous. But the reason, I cracked on was because I had a girlfriend at the time, and she said, how long are you going to do it for? And I was like, well, I'm going to do it until it works. Everybody else is doing it and making it work. So I'm not a stupid guy. I can do this as well. It's just going to take time. I just really, really latched onto that. Just didn't stop. If you don't stop, then you're going to get there eventually.
No, that's it. So how did you actually get into... So I'm guessing you're not private label on the ed at that point, did you?
Yeah, well, I just seeked mentorship. And then I saw somebody online, and then I didn't actually know too much the difference that wholesale was even a thing, if I'm honest. I just did private label. No. Then it turns out it was a wholesale mentorship. And I was like, oh, right, okay, this is a different way of selling on Amazon. Okay, I'll give it a crack. And then obviously with the combined knowledge and then just doing it, it just gave me a little bit of a head start in that aspect, I think. And then I just kept going and going and going. I did what everyone else has done. I've downloaded those price sheets. I've spent 3 days straight going through price lists and finding nothing. But then when you're doing that, you're understanding, you're like, why is this bad? You know, like certain points, cogs just go, don't they? And you're like, that one was a bad one because they were only offering me the single unit price. I didn't even bother to ask, what's the pallet price? What's the case? What's the layer price? And then when that's there, you're like, oh, hang on a minute. And when you get those experiences and those cogs, that's when you can go back as well. The amount of times where I've not gone down a certain avenue because I didn't think it was good. And then I learned new stuff. And then I went back to the original people I was talking to. I was like, oh, hang on, there is an opportunity there. Like, one of my best bundles right now, I actually saw this product probably about 2 years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, but I didn't have the bundle opportunity lens turned on because I didn't know the opportunity. And it was sat there in front of me the entire time, as well as loads of other stuff as well.
Wow.
And I've probably got a ton of opportunities sat right in front of me right now. As to you.
This is it. We're constantly learning, right? You can't beat yourself up for that. All you can do is be grateful that you found it when you did.
Exactly that.
It's the easiest thing in the world for us to go, well, I wish I started selling during COVID, but I didn't. So what's the point of thinking about it too much? If you, I love that. When's the best time to get started? Today,
now. It's so true, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's amazing. So I love it. So you sat this course and then you ran with it, but you doubled down on your networking as well, didn't you?
Yeah. I really went for that. I think it was really, really ideal just because it's the small things. Even now, I'm big on networking, you know, like Amazon sellers who do less than me, who do the same, who do far more. Everybody's got some type of information they can pass on to you. You'll just be sat there chatting. Then you'll be like, oh, right. Okay. Well, I didn't know that was a thing because you can't know everything. You know, even like in my friend Adam, you know, we were sat down when we first met in person for a couple hours just chatting. And then I told him one of my banger strategies. And then he told me one of his. And we were like, but because we already had that level of understanding about Amazon, it was, oh, I didn't think about it like that. I have several opportunities in front of me right now. Thank you. And we both said that.
Yes.
And we walked away and made deals from it.
Yeah.
That's always pretty, pretty big.
Exactly right, mate. One of the things that I've learned from this is that everybody has got something to bring to the table somewhere. Yeah. But some people are so self-deprecating, they don't even appreciate that they might have something to bring to the table.
Yeah.
With me, it was fairly lucky the way it went about and my socials took off. So the thing that I brought to the table was obvious. You know what I mean? Like, I've got a community. And that's how you and I got in touch, wasn't it, really? Because without that, we wouldn't have had that. Yeah. And it's how I've managed to get in touch with lots of people in your situation. Exactly like you said, some doing better, some doing worse, but everybody has got something unique that can help you and you can help them. And that's a collaboration and the way you go. And people don't forget that.
Yeah.
I won't forget you were the guy that reached out. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, it matters.
It just works as time goes on, doesn't it? Because not only that is you understand people who have value, will give value and reciprocate. So whether it's this or something else in the future, you know, like this or that, there's loads of different things that you're like, hang on a minute. I know Des might want to do something here because Des works and has value and he's willing. Do you know what I mean? I'm actually willing to work with him.
Yeah, exactly. And the values matter, mate. If you can tell in a heartbeat if someone's got the same values.
Yeah, 100%. There's quite a lot of people out there who have different lines.
Yes, exactly. You
know, everyone's got their lines. Everyone's completely different. Everyone's got their own beliefs, haven't they? But I think some are quite obvious. But then again, it's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. And you're going to learn those the same way you're going to learn a process as well. But it's interesting, mate, isn't it?
So even though I did like the wholesale mentoring and the networking and stuff like that, like my learning journey has not stopped at all in the sense of there's multiple ways I'll get it, whether it's the networking, whether it's paid, you know, like I paid somebody private label mentoring about a year ago. Now, I think it was a year ago. That's turned into a friendship as well. That turns into potential partnerships as time goes on. You know, maybe you don't have cash at the moment, but you've got a product idea. Maybe you've got cash, but you don't have the product idea or time. And you can work with people to do that. I met a guy who does quite well on dropshipping and he did some cash assistance on something. So I put some money in, started a dropshipping business. I learned some dropshipping stuff and I made a quick $7,000.
That'll do.
So I was like, oh, cool.
That'll do.
You know.
And there's always deals to be made, isn't there? Like you said, there was one occasion where I didn't have much money at the time, but I knew exactly like you said, there were ideas. I went to someone that knew and they went, well, that's about I'd do it. And then we split the profit. Yeah, perfect.
Exactly that.
There were things you can do.
Yeah. Which, by the way, put it out there now on the podcast is if anybody has an idea and they've got time and they want some investment or anything like that or somebody to work with on e-com, don't forget to message people.
That's exactly right. I'm gonna put your details in the show notes. Just saying.
That's it.
Just saying.
It's basically like a you know, imagine Dragon's Den, really, isn't it, to a degree? It's just pitch your idea to people. If you've genuinely got an idea and you believe in it, if you just pitch it to a load of people on TikTok, Instagram, or whatever, you know have got some money and some understanding in that particular area, done. You'll get one. Somebody will take it.
Exactly right. I must schedule in about 3 phone calls a week now. with people just having ideas. Sometimes they go nowhere, but it's always nice to have a cup of tea and a chat, yeah. You know what I mean? But sometimes they really
And if it's a bad idea, you get to know it's a bad idea faster. So you're failing quicker, right. So you'll succeed quicker.
Okay, I think we'll leave it there. That's part one done in the bag. It's another one of those. You can always tell when you get on with someone and there's this connection or whatever it is. The interview plan goes out the window. And I don't really plan much. There's about six questions that I plan for everybody. And I hope that the conversation takes us through. And 9 times out of 10, it does. But with certain people, you know it's going to. So there's certain people I don't even bother doing a plan with. What stands out is the pride that Jack has when he talks about his family. Nothing drives me mad more than people that have got kids that almost sort of say, oh, you haven't got kids. That, what are you doing? It doesn't mean to say that they haven't got responsibilities, that they haven't got pride in what they're doing, that they haven't got a motivating factor. It's not the case. Jack is the shining example of that. Look at what he's done, and he's done it all off his own back, all through the power of networking and solid graft from wanting a better life. Can't say more than that, can you? Listen, the motivation thing is so important. No one can tell you what motivates you. Sometimes you might not even know yourself. I tell you what motivates me, and funny enough, I hadn't really implemented it until like the last couple of months. Music. For anyone that can see me here, these are all music pictures behind me. I've got a record player over there. There's a guitar over there. Music is everything to me. But for some reason or other, it was only when I was talking to Lydia, the manifestation coach, when she said to me, well, have you built your motivation playlist? No, of course. What on earth? It just opened the door thinking, why have I not done that? So let's get to the tip of the week. I think you can guess what it's going to be.
Tip of the week.
Get yourself a motivation playlist. Look, I've done a post on my socials the other day. It's on my Instagram where I said, let's build a playlist together. If you want to jump on mine, jump on mine. You're welcome to. But find some songs that motivate you. Something that you could turn on in the morning when you're brushing your teeth. I've nicked that directly from Lydia. Put something on in the morning that motivates you when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Have a word with yourself. Set yourself up for the day because it really works. It really works. You know that song is your go-to song. If you're in the gym, you put music on and you're listening to a certain song that motivates you to lift a set of weights. If you're doing a park run or if you're doing any sort of exercise like that, it's a song that motivates you over that line. It is no different than running a business. Whatever it is that motivates you, plug it in and get it done, because it really makes a difference on a day where you're feeling low and you think, you know what, that might sort me out, and you might just surprise yourself.
Tip of the week.
All right, that will do it. Look, I don't know how this is going to go. We are working on something much, much better for this podcast going forward. So as I mentioned earlier, my team, we're working on, number one, first and foremost, getting the backlog up to date on YouTube from the various episodes that we've got on here that have gone missing up there through nobody's fault, just, you know, inaction from me, to be fair. Then what we're going to do is get a schedule in place that we could launch the visual podcast and the audio podcast on Spotify, and then also upload the visual podcast onto YouTube the following day. This is a big deal, and we're looking forward to getting this going, because, come on, there's one thing for you lot to hear me talk. But, you know, you're missing a trick. You're not seeing me. No, you're not. But the choice would be there anyway. That's all that matters. Listen, have a great week. Next week, we're coming back with Jack Part 2. And we'll see what else we can talk about, shall we? Watch this space. Carry on spreading the word, by the way. Carry on doing everything that you're doing. Really proud of what we're building here. It's getting better and better. In the meantime, have a lovely week. Take care of yourselves. Ta-da.
You've been listening to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Be sure to join us next time for more real talk and undoubtedly terrible jokes as Des gets ever more closer to saying goodbye poor, hello rich. Sponsored by Seller-Am. Sourcing analysis simplified. Just a little reminder that this podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only. It cannot and does not constitute any form of financial advice. We know things are tough for a lot of people right now, so if you need assistance organising your money, please seek the help of a qualified financial advisor.